average NC player right here.
All right. 3, 2. Oh, fuck, that my voice just, like, cracked.
Oh, look.
Hang on, I'm eating.
I'm fucking
walking. What the fuck?
Akala.
What the fuck?
There's a burger on the end of a flagpole.
There should be the thumbnail!
It should be the thumbnail.
This is the thumbnail. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Grand Old Podcast. I'm Aaron Katsky. It's January 20th. Happy MLK Day. He was black.
That's the intro. That's the fucking intro. I'm not doing it. That's going to be it.
This is going to turn into a dick show, guys.
All right. What up, guys? How's it going?
I'm just thinking about the dicks right now. Them entering and exiting me.
The dicks are flowing through you like the force.
I'm just thinking of flying dicks.
Dick Valkyries.
Uh-oh. I'm just thinking about, like, chimps in space, except with dicks. This isn't good.
So, hey, Jake, what up?
I broke my pants.
Because you're fat.
Wait, what? How do you break pants?
I'm wearing pajama pants, and they've always been, like, tied, and then I untied them, and they ripped.
Aww. Then your pants ripped. They didn't break.
I broke them.
Jake ripped his pants.
I ripped my pants. I actually ripped my pants.
Hey, is that a burger you're eating?
What? Yeah. I get
No, I'm going to go good with that. Ripped pants. He just, like, fucking rips his pants and just sticks his ass, like, right in his face.
That's one of my favorite episodes of SpongeBob. This is a fucking ripped pants episode.
They do the fucking song at the end or whatever.
Yes.
No one ever wants to dance with a fool who wants to fuck.
I thought it was Kame.
A fool who...
The fool who came and ripped his pants.
You guys having troubles?
I'm having brain troubles.
Austin, that seems to be a common occurrence.
I can't good smart at it.
He has schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia?
Yeah.
He imagines ferns.
We had to explain that joke.
We did. That was a joke that happened in the last podcast.
Half an hour ago?
I got my fucking eye on my second recorder thing.
Speaking of eyes, whatever happened to, like, that thing that happened with your eye?
Oh, it's yeah. A really bad migraine. It's called an ocular migraine. So, like, it just, like, you're fucking... It's supposed to only happen in one eye, though, so I don't know.
Explain what happened.
Okay, so, I thought I looked at the sun, because I looked out of my window, and, hold on, I gotta pause, wipe out.
Wait, sunny in Oregon? What the fuck?
I know! But I looked out my window and there was sun, and I looked back and there was like a little sunspot, and I was like, huh, well that's annoying. I'm like, I hate sunspots, because I was like, I guess I looked in the sun. I don't really remember looking directly at the sun, though. I was just looking out my window. And then it just wouldn't go away, and it was like 5 minutes later, and it was still there. And then it started making me kind of nauseous, and like the entire time I was like kind of freaking out to Jake and Austin. I'm like, guys, this is really weird. Like, it's not going away.
Aaron, I had chocolate cake that day, and I was thinking about you while I was eating the chocolate cake. Man, I hope Aaron's okay. I'm dedicating this chocolate cake eating to you.
Thank you. The fact that your brain, instead of thinking about the delicious, moist cake, was thinking about my horrible pain in my eye.
Your deliciously moist eyeballs.
It started to get sore, and like if I closed one eye, it'd be in it, and it'd be in my other eye. If I closed both eyes, it'd be in both eyes. If I opened them, it was in both eyes. It wasn't just one eye, and I started getting super, super nauseous, and then it started slowly taking up my vision. And it was weird because I could see, but it was like I couldn't focus on anything. It's like I was blind, but I wasn't. Like I could see everything, but I couldn't really like comprehend what I was seeing. Maybe I had a stroke. Like,
maybe it sounds like you had a stroke.
Just a little
but
bit.
But apparently, that's I talked to my boss, and she said she had a migraine that was very similar to that. Like, you see, but you can't see. It's like you can't focus on it. And then eventually, the sunspot, like, that's what I describe it as, because that's what it looked like, grew across my entire eye and then disappeared. And then my fucking eye sockets started hurting really, really bad. And then it spread to be my whole face just was, like, on fire, specifically.
Yeah,
like,
that's a migraine.
Specifically, like, my forehead and eye sockets. And then, like, I had to get ready for work, and I got in the shower, and all of a sudden I got so tired. Like, just unbelievably, unbearably tired. Like, I was like, I don't know if I could go to work. And then all of a sudden I got really nauseous and I wanted to throw up super, super bad. So I was like, I don't know. My mom's like, do you not want to go to work? I was like, I don't know. I went and asked them. I asked Destry, and Destry's like, you know, you should probably stay home because if you throw up, they're going to send you back anyways. I'm like, that's a good point. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. I muted them and I slept like immediately for 4 hours.
Yeah,
I was asleep. My boss like, are you gonna be okay tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I feel great, but like, all I needed was a sleep. And apparently, sleep and caffeine help migraines, and it like makes them go away for some reason.
Wait, drinking caffeine and then going to sleep?
No, going to sleep and then drinking caffeine afterwards.
I see.
No, drinking caffeine and then going to sleep is actually bad for you.
Yeah,
I did that last night, and the night before.
I've done it before.
And the night before. Every night.
What caffeine are you drinking?
I drank an entire 2-liter bottle of Pepsi Wild Cherry right before.
Oh my
I went to
god!
Yesterday.
You are so fat. Disgust me. Just get away from me.
You know how fucking like afraid of being fat you. I am. I gained 10 pounds and I flipped the shit out.
It's like, I got on the weight scale today and I lost 3 pounds.
The only food that I've eaten, just because it's, like, the only healthy food, like, readily available, is Raisin Bran. Because, like, I love Raisin Bran.
Dude, I ate cornflakes.
I love Raisin Bran.
Love cornflakes.
I like cornflakes, I guess.
I like Frosted Flakes.
Yeah! That's because, you know why? Because they're great.
They're great!
Did any of you guys ever have a fantasy of Tony the Tiger sticking his fingers up your butt? Or is that just me?
Please tell me you had a fantasy of Tony the Tiger sticking his fingers up your butt. Tell me that's not, like, fake.
Please tell me that's a thing.
Unfortunately, Jake, it isn't a thing.
Oh. Well, it's probably a thing for Garrett now that he's a furfag.
Yeah.
Because reasons.
We were on the fucking furry website, right? And we were looking at fursuits, and
well,
Garrett's like,
there.
Wow, this fursuit's actually pretty
cool. You
weren't
even there, Aaron.
I meant we as
Let
in like...
Me tell
get
the story.
Out of here, Aaron.
Get out of here. This is my story.
Fine. Tell the story.
So, we want to make it a true story, because it is one. You weren't there.
No, I
don't
didn't
just
say
fucking
I was there.
Don't life a pie your way into our story.
You're just telling this shit second hand.
I am.
You should, if you get told secondhand, you should tell the story. You should start it with, so Jake told me this story about how he, and then you can go.
If you're going to tell this shit secondhand, then just use two hands.
Shit. I didn't think about that.
I'm going to tell this story firsthand.
Yeah, he only needs one.
I only need one. So Austin and I were looking on a website for fursuits to buy for one of our friends. Like, $500 to $800 fursuits. It was called Furbay, and it was like the eBay of fursuits.
Furbay?
And I was post... Yeah, I was something
Didn't
like that.
Didn't people
I,
sell used, like, fursuits?
Yeah,
Ew!
Some of them were used.
Yeah.
Ew,
yeah.
Those are so sweaty, and if they ever had sex in them...
So, we post one, and then Garrett fucking says, actually, that doesn't look half bad, and then we knew he turned.
Yeah, he says, that one looks kind of cool. Wait, no, I gotta do my Garrett voice.
I think that one looks kind of cool! That was pretty much Garrett.
And that's when we knew it was over for him.
It's over.
We called it. Time was like 12:30 at night, and that was the time that we...
The
like,
time of Fur Factory.
Yeah, time of...
It's like a doctor, like, nurse, take this down. 4:15. Time for faggotry.
There's nothing we can do. I wonder what the autopsy is going to be like.
It's just fur.
They just open him up. He's like, for some reason, he's filled with dragon dildos all the way up to his spinal column.
His spinal column is a dragon dildo. He's just a dragon dildo. Fucking transforms like into a dragon dildo.
He's like, ah, you have discovered my final form.
Why were you like Jew? Yeah. Are you referencing Jews?
Why not Nazi?
Oh
Nazi,
my
Nazi.
God!
Because all Transformers are Jews.
Aaron, he's giving us a hit. The Jews are controlling him. He's trying to hit that us. He's being held captive by Jews. Austin. He's trying to give us a hint.
Austin.
Yes, Jake.
I don't have much time. They're gonna be back.
Jake, how many shekels have they taken from you?
A lot.
How many is a lot? Give me a rough estimate. Would it be a baker's dozen of shekels?
Two
shekels?
Oh my God.
No, two baker's dozens.
Oh!
Damn.
A baker's double dozen.
Damn. That's a double W.
Have we talked about video games once so far?
They're coming back.
Fuck, video games.
Is that them? Oh god, they're coming back!
Oi, Vig! Oi, Gavalt!
Oh no!
We're back for your shekels!
No more shekels!
God, it's more money to IDF so we can kill Palestinians!
Help me!
Give us shekel now, Goyim!
Jake, you must do the Jewish defense! Jake! Here's what you do. Jews can't resist any sort of money. Throw them in an opposite direction and run.
Investment banking!
The Jews own the banks.
The Jews are the banks.
Just put it inside the Jews. Oh my god, this podcast is terrible.
I just like, for some reason, when you said it's become inside me or something like that, I imagined like Jake trying to give the Jew the dollar, and then like the Jew just like assimilates the money into his
absorbs
the dollars.
Wow.
Awesome, what you been playing?
See, doesn't work on me.
Plantside 2. I said that before, but I'll say it again. Plantside 2 with you guys.
Mm.
It's fun.
We've all been playing Plantside 2. We can all share stuff about Plantside 2.
Share stories. We can swap stories.
Swap
something. Come.
Aaron, tell us a story. Because Austin and I told a story. Now you tell us a Plantside story. Keep it fresh.
Story. Does it have to be new or old?
Just tell a Plantside story.
So.
Well, by campfire.
So there's this one time, right, and Austin and I were leading a squad, and it was pretty fucking sick. We were doing what we like to call, high-speed, low-drag base sniping.
It's just high-speed base sniping, idiot.
Well, I call it high-speed, low-drag.
Okay.
Anyways, so we had some people in our squad, just some randoms, and we were on Esimir, right? And with just them, a squad of maybe 8 people, we were able to fucking take an entire biolab by ourselves.
That was beautiful.
Without the Vanu even realizing that we fucking took it. And like, eventually they came, and then there was a battle. But like, and the funny thing is like, I totally got a fucking flashback last night. Because we did, like, the exact same thing last
year. I think it might have even been the same biolab on that continent.
It was on Esimir, so yeah, it's possible.
Except it was, like,
we did it originally on the TR side of things. And
then this time it was on the NC.
Yeah, we did it once as a TR, and we did it a second time last night as an NC. Yeah.
What's that fucking place on Amoresh that's in the top left-hand corner? It's like High Rock something.
What?
It's on Amoresh. It's in the top left corner that we keep fucking taking. It's on the Vanu side. It's like literally the easiest place to take in the game. Like,
well, he can't say like the Vanu side because it cycles warp gates for factions.
Does
or
it?
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, sometimes they'll be in one warp gate, sometimes they'll be in another. Because you know how it's like sort of like a 3-prong thing. Because like there'll be like two like warp gates that are really close to each other, and one that's really far away. So the one that's really far away kind of gets an advantage or whatever.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to like cycle through in order to keep it fair.
How often does it cycle?
I don't know, but it does.
That's cool. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Is that it, Austin?
What?
Is that it?
For Plantside 2?
Yeah.
Oh. I know, it's like, I kind of feel like this is like a waste, because like this is like the game that we have been playing. And like, we talked about a lot like in our last recording session, but...
By the way, it is still recording. It has not broken yet.
Yes, okay, good.
Good.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much... I don't have anything else to add.
You started dropping money on the game.
Yeah, I spent some stuff and I made my dude look fucking Mall Ninja shit.
Dude, he fucking looks so cool.
I know.
He looks so cool.
I know.
He looks... He looks like exactly like the type of soldier you like in a sci-fi.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Like,
I know.
He's exactly.
He is like the poster child of sci-fi future soldier.
No, he's talking about like what specifically I like.
Yeah,
dude, it looks like what I would like. Holy shit!
But yeah, I think it looks pretty cool, especially with that new camo I got for him.
Oh, I love that! I love that camo.
Jake looks gay.
I do look gay.
You're wearing your fucking zebra camo everywhere.
I know, it's more of a joke now.
I can't see.
So there was this bundle called the Fresh Meat Bundle, and it gives you this really like a really good starting weapon, and it gives you a furry camo, and it was like on sale for $2. So I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll take
it. Yeah, it sounded like you said furry camo.
Oh, did I?
Man, the fur faggotry is definitely a big theme on this. Podcast,
well, I mean,
my
it
voice
makes me look like a zebra, so I guess it's furry camo.
Is that your furry persona, Jake? A zebra?
A zebra?
Persona is a zebra.
I know.
Dude,
I don't know.
When you're fucking yiffing, you're like, I... in pleasure.
That's what a zebra sounds like?
That's what they sound like.
You ever, like, crawl to the Serengeti, you see a wild graze, like, wild zebra grazing, and you scare and goes,
That's pretty much what they sound like. Hold on.
No, I can't. They're fucking
horses.
No, I will fucking show you what they sound like. Hold on. I'll get
a zebra's a horse.
No, it's not. A zebra's a zebra.
It's a striped horse, bitch.
It's like a subhuman horse.
Yeah.
No.
What are you talking about? It's like a master race horse.
Probably.
Oh fucking play.
Like
a zebra.
If you take off all the stripes on a zebra, it becomes a fucking horse.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me hold my mic up to this shit so you can hear. It's a fucking zebra.
God, that just like reinforces my hatred of like all horse related animals.
Like, that is the most terrifying sound.
It's not terrifying, it just sounds like a fucking retard.
I'm with Austin on this. I would not be scared of that.
Yeah, you would say that up until a zebra's
It would think of me as one of its own because I wear my zebra camo.
Back to my story.
Fuck your story.
When I was
I want to hear it.
I did a horseback ride.
When he
was
balls
the most...
deep in a horse.
Yes. So anyway, it was like the most terrible experience of my life.
I loved riding a horse.
It's so dumb. Because, like, there are super, like, safety, like, things, so, like, they don't even really, like, allow you to gallop or anything.
Usually don't like you to do that.
Like, the only thing you can do is, like, trot, and, like, they kind of just, like, make you, like, go around in circles and shit, and it's just, like, really gay. And, like, there's, like, a few other people with you, or whatever, and... all the horses are just, like, sitting there shitting constantly, so, like, the whole place just smells like shit. No, they shit constantly.
No, I know.
Like, the ground
horses
is
are
just...
dumb. They're just like, I'm gonna sit here.
And shit.
I'm gonna poop. I need you to go horse crazy.
I need you to go. But yeah, it was really fucking gay. And for some reason, there was a lot of retarded people there.
Retarded people, so, retarded people like horses because horses are retarded. It's like
I know. But there were like people with like Down syndrome there that would ride horses. So I'm just like, oh my god, maybe they're like kindred spirits or something. Like they see themselves in the horse.
Horse, I'm retarded just like you. I don't know why he's black and southern.
I'm just like,
horse, I was retarded once. I still am. My mama fucked my daddy. Now I've got 3 teeth.
You sound like fucking Bubba from Forrest Gump.
No, Bubba doesn't sound like Bubba.
You got Cajun shrimp, acorn shrimp, shrimp, crab shrimp.
I love shrimp. It's my favorite shrimp.
You gotta be careful with shrimp.
Jake, how do you make shrimp?
You take a shrimp.
Okay.
You take another shrimp.
Oh, shit.
And then you put my secret 48 herbs and spices.
All right.
I'm not a big shrimp guy.
Secret herbs and spices?
Hang on. Let me just... Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Excited.
I hope I don't get arrested for this. Okay, so... So you want to get some sodium hydroxide, aka lye.
Okay.
Then you want to get some anhydrous ammonia, iodine, red phosphorus matches, some Sudafed, which has ephedrine in it.
Okay.
Some ether.
Drano. What do you put in the aluminum exactly?
Not yet. Okay. Drano, brake fluid, lighter fluid, hydrochloric acid.
All right.
You just mix all that shit together. All
right.
In no particular order. It doesn't even matter how much you put in. Like, just eyeball it.
Yeah, just eyeball it.
Yeah, that's the best thing to make when making fucking homemade explosives.
When do you put in the aluminum?
That's only if you use a methylene tank.
Oh, of course.
And then you want gasoline and a thickening agent.
Yes.
Like Austin doesn't get the joke.
Yeah, just get styrofoam.
Austin doesn't fucking get the joke.
And then my secret little ingredient that I add with shrimp is a little bit of chili pea.
Little chili pea. What do you call yourself? Chili powder.
A Captain Cook.
Oh shit. Wow, well I'm gonna have to try some of your shrimp. In fact, give me at least 10 kilos of your secret shrimp. Your secret shrimp.
Can I have some shrimp, Jake, so I can go to Washington, D.C. and give some shrimp to the president?
Yes, you can have some of my shrimp.
Jake, I would enjoy some of your shrimp, please. I have this pipe for shrimp roasting.
What a coincidence. This is the exact kind of shrimp that you would put in a shrimp pipe.
Good. I haven't had my servings of shrimp in at least 3 minutes.
20 minutes.
I would sure love to bring at some least of your 20 shrimp minutes on an airliner with me.
Remember, the TSA doesn't like shrimp, so make sure to put it in a condom and shove it up your butt.
Yes, that's called becoming a zebra.
And zebra camo is the camo I wear at Plantside 2. Segway!
Holy fucking shit!
I'm not done with this. This is what Greater Normal actually is. It's just all us talking in code to communicate with other terrorists.
We're actually
talking about meth!
Yeah!
We're talking about explosives.
That's the fucking meth formula.
Oh! I heard fucking, hydrochloric acid.
Yes, Sudafed.
When I heard hydrochloric acid, I thought you were this dynamite.
No. I explained to everyone the recipe to create meth.
Yeah.
God damn, I feel like the stupidest person in the world.
You should. Methylene.
Did you think when he said shrimp pipe, were you thinking pipe bomb?
Yes.
Oh my God, now I'm really thinking about it. You were talking about delivering bombs to the president,
No,
not nuts,
yes,
but it
no.
worked.
You,
But it
yes,
worked
I was
both
trying to
ways.
fucking get Austin away from talking about that.
It worked
Didn't you
both
notice me go,
ways.
meth shrimp?
I didn't even like put two and two together on that.
I did. I was
Because
trying to
I
get
also
Austin to
ju
shut
I
the
just
fuck
thought of
up.
like the whole, politicians do fucking drugs.
Yeah. Well, obviously Obama does kush. Come on, let's be honest here.
He said he
He's a
did.
kush.
He
He's the
said
kush
he
king.
said he smoked marijuana in his youth.
Okay, marijuana.
He
Says
smoked eight.
every president ever.
He ejected 1,000 marijuanas.
Oh shit, 1,000?
Yeah.
This marijuana is
He OD'd on the marijuanas.
this marijuana, what is it from that anime? This marijuana is like 10 times stronger than normal marijuana. You will die.
An anime?
Yeah.
Because the Japanese don't know anything about drugs.
It was like fucking, it was apparently magic marijuana.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was like literally like demon magic marijuana. It's like
Demon
this.
magic.
It was like this marijuana is at least 10 times stronger than regular marijuana. You will die in 10 minutes.
Man, that's a fucking hardcore marijuana.
Like, and he's like laying on the ground, like.
All these marijuanas.
My body, I can't move it. This must be the work of marijuana. For some reason, I really want to eat a cake and listen to the Grateful Dead.
Did they actually say that?
No, I fucking made that up.
I think they did
It
say that,
was
Aaron.
I was making a commentary about inner monologue in anime.
Aaron, I don't think you understand. Don't think you
So, leaving
understand. I don't think you
video
under
games.
Earlier in this episode, we talked about video games. Video games are pretty great. We talked about PlanetSide 2.
Video games are pretty great.
Video games are awesome.
No, like,
Who's hopeful for this new year of video games?
I'm super hyped.
Jake
Cut.
looks very interested about video games. I wonder what that could be about.
Video games?
Video games. No, I actually want to talk about this. Okay. Who else agrees with me that 2013 was the year of playing it safe for game franchises?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was a
No,
pretty
no.
weak
See,
year.
because honestly, there were some really big franchises that came out, but I feel like 2013 was the year where indies kind of ruled. Like, and
Yeah,
like.
no, because all the AAA people were playing it fucking safe.
I think it
But you
was
know
just
what? I
kind of
like that
like.
they did that because, like,
I didn't!
no,
Oh,
because they're all
guys.
like, let's put. I think of it as almost all the AAAs got pushed back because, like, they wanted to
Yeah.
make sure it was done, and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm
No, I kind of.
okay
No,
with
Aaron.
waiting for Watch Dogs.
Aaron, I kind of felt like this, like, year was kind of like the prelude to the new consoles year. So, like, everything was just, like, kind of, like, meh.
Yeah.
And, like, the console launch titles,
I
like, were
feel like
just kind of, like.
2013 was the year where I think, okay, if I had to say what 2013 was, there's like three or four things I would say. It was the year of the indies. It was the year of the launch titles.
But everyone always says that this year is the year of
No,
the
because if you
indies.
look, I mean, one, a lot of the top 10 lists of people's video games and stuff like that include indies. Indies are very big, and not only that, but if you looked at the E3 conferences, it was literally this. It was Microsoft and Sony jacking off their dicks, going, "Oh fuck, I got so many more indies than you. Look at how much we support the indie community." Oh, pfft. Like it was like literally that. It was like we love indies, and here at Sony, we have more indies than Microsoft. It was just
And
like.
Microsoft was like, "Hey, look at our indies! Look at these indies over here!
You see
Look at
this?
this shit!
This was made by a hipster. Like,
Look
it was the year
how
where like.
hipstery this guy looks! You know he's an
All
indie
right,
developer!
guys,
Look at
guys,
him!"
guys, you're getting a little offensive towards indies. You know what? I'm just gonna cancel Fez 2.
Oh,
Fez 2's canceled.
Fucking
Oh man.
God
Go back
damn
to
it.
That's
fucking Subway.
literally okay,
Go
I
back
read
to
up on it. That's
no,
literally what
no.
happened.
No, I understand why he does. He gets, you know, he gets constant shit like directed towards him because video gamers, let's be honest, are fucking assholes. They'll like write you like, "Hey, hamburger helper, you're fat. Kill yourself." Like,
which is, yeah, that was funny though.
I mean, kind of, just because of like the situation, and it depended on the people that said it, but like.
But you do have to admit, the things that she said were fucking
stupid. We're fucking stupid, but she doesn't deserve death threats. Nobody deserves that. Like, they're not like, "Haha, I will rape your children!" They're just like, we say this and have our opinions about video games, or we worked on a video game that turned out to be buggy. Doesn't fucking matter, dude. Like, yeah, it sucks. Criticize the game, or even the publisher, or the reasons that the game is shit.
Why can't you personally attack people? Well, yeah, but...
And, like, honestly, he was being petty, and he should have grown up, also, but at the same time, the dude that made the fucking, like, post was a total asshat. Like,
Aaron.
Total dick. What?
Also, like, the guy is, like, a male feminist or whatever, so people latch onto that pretty well.
Yeah. There's quite a few male feminists. I would describe myself as a feminist, like feminism has just been huge cunts. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I'm a feminist, except that's like,
God damn it, let me say something. But feminism has kind of like been destroyed by like Anita Sarkeesian.
No, it was being destroyed long before then. It was destroyed by its own.
I don't know. Destroyed on the internet.
Protests are great, but they started to take a turn.
Extremists ruin everything.
The protests by feminists really started to turn towards super pretentious and angry.
Tumblr too ruined feminism.
It became this hate. It became hate. It didn't become about helping anyone or solving anyone. I mean, it technically is. But the methods they do it with are not necessarily like, you know, they seem like logical, mature adults. It's like, "You're a rapist because you don't support my ideals in every way.
I just don't understand.
You don't think Disney princesses are corrupting the youth and turning them into sluts? Like, you're a woman. You're too stupid to think for yourself. Think like me. Buy my book." Like, it became stupid.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Like, the feminists, like, they're like, what, like, they're elitist in, like, the sense that, they think, like, they're the elite of women, kind of.
They think that everyone else is a blue-pilled goy. They think that they have awoken.
It's the pull of women.
They think that they have awoken, and in some ways they have. There are certain things that are genuinely bullshit, but 90% of women recognize that anyways. It's just they go farther, and they find stuff that is even deeper. And honestly, the problem with it is they run into a lot of trouble because they look for things to bitch at. And if you're looking that hard to get angry, you will get angry. You will find something, even if it's not there, because you want to find it. And sometimes there is things, you know, like the photoshopping of models to the point where like they're barely even the same person. Like, you know, the shoving of beauty down young girls'
also,
throats and stuff like that.
Also, like, nitpicking.
It's awful.
Or not nitpicking, but cherry-picking, like, things or whatever to, like...
The thing about interpretations, like, for example, they'd be like, "Oh, this music video is sexist, and here's why." Like, but it's so opinionated that I could be like, "This music video is about how dogs are gay. Here's how that's true." Like, I've been able to do that, like, all my life. Like, I can do, like, I have this thing where I make people's dreams into how they're gay.
Oh, it's a logical fallacy. I can't remember what it's called. Hang on, let me look it up here.
Anyways, feminists suck, but while you're looking that up, it was the year of the indies, the year of the launch titles, and, like, middle generation games, so it was like... like, the beginning of the year, though, was super solid. DMC, Bioshock Infinite came out,
God, DMC was so good.
And, like, it had a lot of strong games coming out. It was also the year of, I feel like, buggy games, broken games, have almost zero tolerance anymore. Like, I feel like before people were willing to let stuff slide a little bit, I feel like 2013 was where people were just like, fuck it. If you do not make games that are finished, I'm just not going to fucking play your game. Like fucking three launches were completely ruined by the fact that it's so...
It's called the Texas Sharpshooter.
The what?
That's the name of the logical fallacy, the Texas Sharpshooter.
Where they just interpret things the way
cherry picking data clusters to suit an argument or finding a pattern to fit a presumption.
Yeah. Thank you, Austin. But like, I feel like, because after SimCity, after Battlefield 4, after Rome Total War, people are just like, I'm done. I'm done with broken games. Release a fucking game that works correctly, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this is the year that people really released broken games, and people were really fucking sick of it. Like, how many games were broken at launch or had a broken feature? Like, Grand Theft Auto's servers were broken for, like...
Dude, no, also fucking, like, GTA Online is still not to what Rockstar said it was going to be at launch. Like, you know the whole heist thing? It's still not in the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's still not in the game. And that was supposed to be, like, they showed that off. Like, this is what you can expect in Grand Theft Auto Online. And it's literally not that. Like, they literally straight up lied to you.
Can
they get, like, sued for, like, false advertising?
I don't know.
They probably have, like, something, like, the user's license agreement.
Wasn't the Wars... Didn't the War Z come out this year?
The fucking... The Whore Z?
Yeah.
That wasn't really, like... What's it called? What's the name of it? It's called, like, Vaporware or something?
Yeah, Vaporware.
Yeah, that's what that was supposedly supposed to be.
I think it's still being supported.
Yeah, they're trying to make it a thing. Oh, you know what game looks really cool?
What?
And you said it to me before, but because, like, I think, here's the name of the game, Insurgency.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
I told you.
I think the reason why I didn't like it at first is because I saw it back when it was in its mod form and not the standalone version.
Oh, yeah, no, they released a standalone.
Yeah, I think I saw the mod first. And I didn't literally like it, but the standalone looks great.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Red Orchestra, but a little more modern.
It's also less people, so it's like a little bit more like tactical and stuff.
It's like a mix between Counter-Strike and Red Orchestra, as I think
the best way
to describe it.
But like the thing about like Red Orchestra is it kind of just feels like you're throwing bodies at the enemy.
Yeah, it just feels like run this way and die. Oh, where did I get shot from? That's how I describe Red Orchestra.
It's realistic.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
But, that game looks pretty cool. But, yeah, back to, like, buggy releases, like, I've had enough, dude.
There's been a lot of bullshit where, in the sense of, like, you know, like, the free-to-play games, where the game is broken, but the cash shop is fucking, like, functional day one.
That's just in Battlefield 4, or that's the only example I can pull from that.
No, MechWarrior Online.
Oh.
MechWarrior Online, the game is broken, and the developers have, like, stopped doing things they promised they'd be doing, but their cash shop works just fine to the point where you could... There is items in the game that cost $500.
What?
Yes. And the game is in a beta state where the game is broken as shit, but their cash shop works perfect. That's bullshit. That's been a bit.
It seems like cash shop. It seems like something that should be pretty easy to implement. Like it doesn't really seem like something that you like need like.
It's like a lot of complicated I'm just saying, it's like code. You're gonna implement the cash shop while your game is still broken.
Yeah, it's
I would say 2013 is also the year of crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Where that became like. Like Kickstarter, I would say Kickstarter was pretty much getting big. Gaming changed Kickstarter. Like in every way. I don't know if people really think about it because gaming is by far the biggest Kickstarter. But what happened was people were like, "Oh, my favorite developer from the '90s is trying to make a game similar to what I liked in the '90s," or you know stuff like that. And then they'd flip out, like, I need to support this game. And then while they were there, they'd be like, oh, this is a pretty cool site. This product looks awesome. Like, I guarantee you, if it wasn't for, like, Tim Schafer and the development studio behind Wasteland 2 and the, and, like, Star Citizen and fucking, what else is a game that got started on Kickstarter? Oh, the other Double Fine game that's, like, the tactical RPG type game that's about, like, lineage and, like, heroes and collecting artifacts.
Yes.
I feel like I didn't even know what Kickstarter was until the fucking like Tim Schafer thing kicked off.
A lot of people didn't know what it was.
Until it kicked off. That was an unintentional pun right there.
Pun intentional.
No, it wasn't, Aaron.
What?
I mean, Jake.
Yeah, Aaron.
But anyways, what else was 2013 to me in gaming? 2013 was the year where I think Nintendo proved what sells a system. Good games. Good games sell a system. The 3DS was a massive failure. Like, it was terrible. This year, the 3DS is the best-selling console of the year. Because they got a library of games that was so good that if you didn't have a 3DS, you are missing out on this extensive library of games that they've been building up, and now people are like, I need this system because I don't want to miss out on these games.
Kind of feel like Nintendo has like proved once and for all that like it doesn't matter how shitty their launch is, they can turn that shit around.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Wii U starts doing that.
Dude, Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta 2 is not gonna reverse it.
I don't think I reverse anything. I'm just fucking excited for Bayonetta 2.
I'm sad.
Have you seen the new trailer?
No.
It's fucking okay.
I will fucking slaughter you.
What?
I'm yelling at my sister's boyfriend who's playing guitar.
Wait, your sister's boyfriend is over?
Yeah.
Shoot that nigga.
I should just walk out because I'm not wearing pants. I should just
walk around the house naked. Just
jerk off on his guitar.
Walk around the house naked.
I will jerk off on that guitar!
Mister. Okay.
I actually knew that kid in high school. It's always funny because like my sister, my sister is like friends with people that were my friends in high school, and it's always
that's what
awful.
I tried to not happen, and I did it very successfully.
It's so awkward.
I made sure none of my friends made friends with my siblings.
So well, I couldn't do that. My sister joined high school after I'd left. So I don't have control over that.
You always have control,
go back. Yeah.
Yeah, just go back to high school.
Beauty, great your GED. School dropout. Go back to high school. I hate that movie. Fuck Grease. Anyone that likes Grease,
I've never watched Grease, nor will I watch it.
Don't. It's not worth it. Like, have you seen Hairspray?
Yeah.
It's like that.
I liked Hairspray though. Fuck off.
I fucking the high school did Grease for their fucking play or whatever the fuck.
Eek.
It was gay.
It probably was.
Yeah, it's like one of the most like terribly.
I liked Hairspray. I don't like Grease.
What John else Travolta's was in 2013 to me? 2013.
Well, I like John Travolta and other things, just not that movie.
I feel like 2013.
Huh. No, okay. I want to talk about Bayonetta 2.
I think I don't think I
hate you.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, 2013 was me just going like meh and not buying any games.
I actually bought a lot of games in 2013. The 3DS
that I bought every game.
The 3DS is what got me to buy a game. Monster Hunter 3. Can I talk about Monster Hunter, Jake? Can we just talk about Monster Hunter for a little bit?
Can I talk about Bayonetta for a second? The new trailer for Bayonetta was shown, and it was the coolest shit ever. I was like, I wonder if they're going to keep it over the top. And she's fighting on top of a fucking, like, F-18. Like, she's beating the shit out of people while this F-18's flying through a city. It's awesome.
Probably got the name of the aircraft wrong.
I don't... Plane. It's a battle plane.
Jake.
Yeah, you should just say plane before you make yourself sound like an idiot.
How many engines does it have on the back?
I don't know. It just looked like a jet.
Austin,
can
you please search it up and
it was a fighter jet.
Tell me if it is.
I'm gonna laugh as Jake gets it fucking wrong. Bayonetta 2 trailer.
Bayonetta 2 jet trailer.
Bayonetta.
I got it. Jet combat. Bayonetta 2 E3 gameplay.
I'm gonna laugh.
I don't know. It's a jet.
Just don't talk about things like you know what you're talking about. If you don't,
I
know
didn't. I don't know what I'm talking about. You fight on top of a jet.
We see the fucking trailer.
Pretty sure an F-18's a jet. Oh, did you find it? Or you want me to send it to you?
Just send it to me.
Does it have how many engines does it have in the back, Jake?
Look, it's got two wingy things.
Okay.
Wait. Does it even show the whole jets?
Yeah.
Where?
At 36 seconds in.
36 seconds.
It looks like it's got two engines.
Wait. It doesn't show the whole jet. I can't.
You can see its butt.
I don't even think it's a real jet.
It's just a jet. Well, look how fucking big it is.
Some fucking nip jet.
Look how
it's probably
big it is.
Transforms into a robot and starts raping little girls with its tentacles.
What?
It's got like an F-22 that, but it has like canards on it. It's a made up jet.
Fucking jet.
Not F-18, Jake.
I don't know what an
You're
F-18
wrong,
is.
Jake.
Doesn't look like
gonna,
that.
Fucking thumbnail for this video, or this podcast, fuck, is going to be an F-18 so you know what the fuck you're looking at when you see an F-18.
Oh, the thumbnail has to be...
Play that guitar one more time and I will shove it up your asshole.
We can't even hear it. You're good. But no, Bayonetta 2 looks amazing because they're still keeping it over the top. And that was my favorite bit of fucking Bayonetta. Like, they're keeping it ridiculous, and I love Bayonetta. Bayonetta's like my guilty pleasure, like, action game.
This is a fucking F-18, Jake. That's an F-18.
Well, look, that looks like the video.
Fuck you.
Except it was like 1,000 times bigger.
Alright. No,
it didn't have the,
I don't think you understand how massive
wieners.
Fighter jets are.
Okay, no, but you have the trailer is... Watch the trailer and look how big
it
is.
Yeah,
I don't think you understand how big a fighter jet really is. It's massive.
But
it's bigger than a fighter jet, dude.
It's if a fighter jet was a jumbo jet.
Oh.
Watch the trailer.
Wow.
You Patrick McCoon.
That was intense. That was an intense F-18 thingy that we had going there.
I don't know fucking planes, man.
No planes, Jake.
Why do I need to know planes? I'm not
because
gonna it.
What if a plane comes down and it'll be like,
oh, that's that fucking raptor.
What got what? No, because it has like canards on the front of it. Yeah,
it looks like a raptor mixed with a typhoon.
Looks like just a bastardization of something.
It looks like a fucking jet that you beat the shit out of people on. Okay,
care. It's not accurate. It's not.
That looks relatively normal for. It's not a jumbo jet.
It looks
more
weird.
Similar to the size of a fighter jet. Fighter jets are massive.
Oh, fighter jets are massive, but like it's bigger than.
No,
the scale of her to the jet. The scale of her to the jet. Tell me.
It's closer to like a. It's like the size of like a.
It's like, almost like the size of like an F-111 or something.
It's similar to the size of like a Blackbird.
A Blackbird?
Yeah.
But please tell me what a Blackbird is.
It's this.
Oh, I know what.
I know what a Blackbird is, but like, I don't think it's the size of a Blackbird.
I know what a Blackbird is.
Where the fuck do you know what a Blackbird is?
Call of Duty.
God damn it, Jake! You're such a pleb. Why don't you
oh,
just
God.
Say SR-71 to Aaron like it's what it's meant to be called?
Oh God, speak, Aaron! You fucked up.
Aaron, you fucked it up.
You fucked it up.
There.
So everyone knows what a Blackbird is.
Like
a
you posted
link.
The tricks.
There.
I know what a Blackbird...
That's a Blackbird, Austin.
I know what a Blackbird...
That's an
all... Yes!
That's...
That is a Blackbird!
That's not a Blackbird.
Even Jake knows that's not a Blackbird.
Doesn't even look like a bird.
Doesn't
it's
look
not even
like
black.
A fucking salmon either!
It's not even black!
All right.
It doesn't
green.
Look like a salmon!
It's green!
Guys,
Blackbird's
I think I got
black.
It. All right, I got it.
You got it?
All right, here's a Blackbird.
Let me see it.
Got it.
There it is. God, what are people with misnaming things? That's obviously white. They call him a black
bird. No, the coyote is in a black suit, so it's a black bird.
Is he black?
No, they're the fucking Wright brothers.
I know they're the Wright brothers! I know they're the fucking Wright brothers.
I didn't think you would know what the Wright brothers and who the Wright brothers were.
I know who the Wright brothers are. I may not know what the fucking F-18 is, but I'm not retarded.
Jake, guys,
who
black,
doesn't
this
know
is
who
a,
the
this
Wright
is a black bird.
Please tell everyone what you just posted to me.
Guys, I got it.
It was
guys,
Wayne
I
Brady.
Got it.
Aaron just sent me a picture of Wayne Brady.
This is a blackbird, guys, I got it.
Now that's a blackbird. Like, there we go. Oh, you fucking plebes with your green helicopters and Wright brothers. This is the real blackbird. Brackbird. Sorry, my 1/16th Chinese came out for a second.
Yeah, I got you fucking cute commie.
Guys, this is
I was
going to
say something about
this
Bayonetta.
This is a blackbird.
Why is the head so big?
That's fun.
In like proportion to the rest of the shell.
It's like a fucking mushroom, dude. Oh my god, I'm going to murder Nathan.
Send him this picture of this dick you just sent me.
I'm
it's
just
really,
gonna fucking.
It's
I'm
like
gonna
an
just,
improper fraction.
It's my fucking sister's guitar. I'm just gonna come in and I'm just gonna like fucking burn his
play
face,
your dick.
And while
use
he's burning
dick.
It, I'm gonna fuck the guitar in the little guitar hole.
Oh, dude, like,
Aaron, you just see him walk around your house naked and just like go up to him and just like start doing a fucking helicopter dong. He's like, hey, you have a problem with this? This is my property. Get out.
I no, I'm gonna get my thighs good and wet. So like when I
do that.
I'm gonna slap my ballsack up against my thighs
Aaron.
And just basically go.
Aaron, so, how stretchable is your foreskin? Tell me right now, Aaron.
Monster Hunter.
Haiku.
Aaron.
Haiku.
Tell me right now.
I said haiku.
Aaron, tell me right now.
Butts filled with semen.
No,
oh,
not that.
Yes, Oni-chan, it's good. Cum flows forth from butt.
Wow.
I just
was actually a haiku.
That was a haiku.
Wow.
I don't want to continue what I was trying to tell you, so you actually made a haiku.
Yeah,
we are making
a
haiku from fucking the
you know how I'm gonna top that? With news!
No, we're gonna talk about Monster Hunter!
No! Fuck you,
Monster
you
Hunter.
Ruined it!
I was gonna try fucking say something about Bayonetta 2.
Tell me about Bayonetta, Austin. I wanna hear
it. I'm disappointed that it's not gonna be on the next gen systems, because I feel like they can make that game look fucking amazing.
Yeah,
no
they,
one was gonna support it.
They could fit like a shit ton of things on screen and stuff like that. Even
no one
epic.
Was supporting it, but Nintendo supported it.
Wait, no one's. What do you mean? Like
it wouldn't have happened if Nintendo didn't help produce it.
It's like
it.
Monster Hunter.
Wait, how?
Because no one wanted to support it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It like
that game has a following. That game has a following.
No, it didn't sell terribly. It's just not something that a lot of American companies just don't think this really fits our main demographic. This is not made for the bros.
What are you talking about? It's totally made for the bros.
Nah, it's not. It's made for, like, it's made for guys that like really crazy shit. It's made for, like, the Giant Bomb people. That's what I've always liked about Giant Bomb.
Ryan Davis is dead. Ha ha ha.
You shut the fuck up right now.
Yeah, don't laugh at that.
I will literally stab you in the cock with my cock.
I just did.
I will literally show. I will make you dock with me.
He died of his fatness.
You know what I realized?
Well, that's actually not a lie because he did die from sleep apnea, and sleep apnea is worse due to your weight.
I know.
You know what? You know what?
The thing is Ryan Davis would laugh at the fact that Austin is laughing that he died because that's the dark motherfucker
we
that
Ryan
Davis was.
You know what? You know what's kind of funny, guys?
What?
I just made a joke about us docking. I think it was in... I think it was like... We were on the Dickasode, I think, right? Because we were looking for quotes for our background. And...
Cause yeah, like, we were looking at the Dickasode.
And there was one... In that episode, I realized that I used to censor out the fact that I was circumcised because you guys would pick on me about it.
What?
Yeah, I think it, like early on.
Were you
like
self-conscious about it?
I was I was because like Jake would always pick on me for it. I'm like, I don't want to get picked on.
But like, it doesn't even matter.
I know, but that see, I didn't care. But
I think
Jake,
most people are uncircumcised.
I know, but Jake picking on me about it was like, I just don't want to fucking deal with it.
I always picked on him.
So like, I would like cut it out.
Maybe just cut it out your fucking foreskin.
Yeah. If you want to cut it out so much, just cut out your foreskin and become normal.
Me and the mark, Aaron doesn't have the mark of the Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't control me, Jews.
Aaron, become one of us.
Circumcision is Zionist propaganda.
If you're circumcised, you're wearing the leash of the Jew.
Austin, you and I are circumcised.
I know.
There's like a fucking invisible. There's like this invisible like belt controlled by the Jews.
Yep, pretty much.
Latched to my dick.
So, I guess it's.
That's why. That's why the head looks so big. Is because the belt is squeezing my shaft.
So I guess we'll move on to what I've been playing because Jake doesn't want to talk about what he's been playing.
I practically did. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Plants Side 2. That's all I've played. And more Hearthstone.
I could talk about Skyrim mods, but I think we talked about Skyrim mods.
Yes, we did.
No, you just actually glazed over it.
Yeah, you just kind of mentioned them.
So, I've been getting back into Skyrim for the computer, and it's amazing.
Aren't you happy that you rebought it for the fucking PC?
Yeah, it actually runs pretty well. It's really well optimized, like insanely well optimized.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's almost better optimized than Oblivion is. And, like, Oblivion runs fine, like, with almost all the settings maxed. But, like, the fact that Skyrim looks so good but also runs so well is crazy.
Like, also, Oblivion looks like it's made out of fucking clay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember when that game first came out, it looked fucking amazing.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah. Like, holy shit. Look at those lighting effects. Spells and shit. Look, those goblins. Holy shit.
Those goblins.
So, I would say, I think, after playing that, I'm not sure if I could, I guess I could play the game vanilla, but having bandoliers changed my life. Like, bandoliers are the shit, man. Like,
bandoliers look so cool.
They do. And so, like, I'm a huge, like, I guess, role player.
And you can just, like, cover yourself in fucking bandoliers and carry, like, 1,000 fucking pounds
of
shit. Yeah,
I can carry, like, over 500 pounds.
Dang.
And, like, in that point of the game, I think I can only carry, like...
Some bandoliers, like, don't really work very well with some armors, because, like, they clip
into... Well, yeah. But my orc that I'm playing is a two-hander, and...
Ooh.
His,
you know, he is
a two-hander. I got what you did there. And I kind of role play with all of my characters in a way because I want them to fit a theme, and I want them to like feel like real characters in this world. And I want, and his theme is like rugged looking armors, like armors that make him look like someone who
seen some shit.
And see shit every day and, like, lives almost alone in the wilderness and is, like, a total boss and will, like, murder you if you stare at him the wrong way. And the next one I'm going to do is either an unarmed guy because I added the unarmed skill back.
I want to make a wood elf just so I can get that fucking boss in our armor.
It fucking looks amazing. I want to do another archer character, but that's my last priority. Because my main character is like a
one. Yeah, that was my main character too. First time I played through Skyrim, he was an archer.
I have like 190 hours on that character, so I'll play something
different. Those are so fun in Skyrim, though.
They are. I'm gonna do a knight character, so like super shiny, clean ish, like metal armor.
That was my last character.
I'm gonna do a full magic character. like just full straight like dual wield magic mage, like no weapons whatsoever.
What about staves?
No, no staves.
But staves aren't magic.
I don't. I know. I'm just gonna dual wield magic.
It's not a cool animation mod that makes sort of like the way like you walk around and stuff, and you have spells look kind of cool. You're not like all like hunched over and everything. You kind of look more like aloof almost.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Casting spells, I think it looks cool.
I straight up want to murder my sister's boyfriend.
Right. Is he gonna be a high elf?
I don't know. I think I might make him not a Bosmer, but a
Breton.
Dark elf.
I straight up, I'm just gonna like go in like.
Dark elves are cool. Oh, there's some really cool looking dark elf mage gear that you can get in Solstheim and Dragonborn. Oh, I fucking love Dragonborn. Like I got it. And I had it forever. I never played. I'm like, I have to do it eventually. I'm just doing the fucking vanilla shit. And then I got there. I'm like, oh my god, this is so cool. This is the best Bethesda DLC ever. Oh my god. Like, if you've played Morrowind before, it'll give you some major fucking nostalgia boners for Morrowind. Because they have, like, a lot of songs from the original soundtrack for Morrowind. It can see fucking, like, Red Mountain and shit fucking off in the distance erupting, and, like, there's mushrooms in a certain part. And it's like, oh my god. Also, there's this really cool fucking Lovecraftian shit. Because, like, it's all about, like, this one, like, Daedric Prince or whatever. I think he's called, like, Hermes Mora or something. But he's, like, the dude of, like, knowledge or whatever. And all of his shit is, like, tentacles and stuff. It's super awesome. It's, like, one of my favorite quest lines. I think it's the favorite quest line for any Elder Scrolls game that I've played. It was awesome.
Holy shit.
What?
I just found an article for news.
What?
Oh, I don't want to bring it up until we go to news.
Oh, okay.
But unless that was the transition to news.
I don't know.
I think Aaron went to go beat the shit out of that dude.
Yeah.
No, so, I'm
oh. Okay. Hey, Aaron, you want to transition over to news? Because I got fucking boss-ass news.
I want to talk about Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter's for faggots.
Monster Hunter is amazing. And it's probably my only reason that I'm going to straight up buy a Wii U. Because I want to play online with Jake.
Like, yes!
Like, that game. It's so addicting. Also, are you still stuck on the Duramboros?
I'm just waiting for you to get your Wii U.
Okay. But
I've been replaying, like, fights with different weapons. So like, I've been trying out
I'm looking at, like, all the different. Because I'm a great sword user, because I love the feeling of the weight it has. I'm also maybe going to make a bow character eventually.
Yeah, I'm probably going to make a bow character
just
when
to have
we start
it, playing. Just because I think it's cool. But I think, like, I looked at the giant fucking greatsword menu that they give you. Like, massive. Because I was on the wiki, because you practically need a wiki to play that game.
Dude, the amount of things you can create, there are things that people still haven't created yet.
Yeah. I was looking at the amount of different possibilities. I'm just like, I'm going to get that eventually. I'm going to get that eventually. And I'm like, I don't know. They're all so good. I'm like, I haven't been grinding, though. I've just been killing monsters, I guess, with my gear that I have. Because I'm trying to get my next weapon requires me to kill the, what's it called? The fucking saber cat.
I know that's the armor that I want. The Baryoth. Baryoth.
Thank you.
That's the armor that I want for my character because Baryoth armor looks super cool.
It's for my next sword. I need Baryoth, so I'm just trying to kill as many monsters to get to him as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Most bullshit quest, even though I was able to beat it, is the one where you have to carry those fucking stones that explode. That was so dumb. It was so dumb. I hated it. Whoever thought it was like a
you
good
can
idea
get,
was stupid.
You can get like the perk or whatever thing, like if you can get +10 in it, that lets you like jump and stuff with the egg. or stone.
And sometimes the grind does get a little boring, but in general...
One thing I hated about the stone is that if you didn't take a precaution to, like, get an extra health buff or something, you could die, literally, from carrying it, because it burns you. Unless you have the armor that makes you, like, retardant from burning.
Well, I had a Baroth armor, and it gives you a plus 10 resistance to fire, so I was pretty good. Anyways, Austin's like, I have no idea what they're fucking talking about. Monster Hunter is awesome. Buy it. Support that game, that way we can get Monster Hunter 4. Because the bug staff is sick.
I want
to get Monster Hunter really bad, but like, I really want to buy PS4 so I can play Destiny. So it's like,
Destiny
I have to like prioritize.
For a while, and I have the money.
I don't have any money. I have to like prioritize like really like hardcore.
I'll
because
get
like
you PS4, Austin.
No, you fucking won't.
You're right. You saw through my ruse.
Yeah, maybe you can give back for that graphics card that you never used. How about that?
Oh, shit.
News? You had something that you wanted to say?
13 GB Dead Rising 3 patch came out today.
No, yeah. Okay, so people made a huge deal about it being like 500 gigs. Like, finally, they gave us some space. Next-gen games are massive. Like, actual...
They're gonna have three games they can fit.
Next-gen games are like 40 to 60 gigs.
Oh my fucking god.
Like,
so
graphics, the new graphics and particle effects and like physics and stuff like that they're doing, it's so much memory.
Can you use an external hard drive?
Kind of. You can upgrade.
You partition. That's what you do, is because it's like there's a limit, so it's like it tries to make it so you can only use like memory sticks, but if you partition your hard drive to make the Xbox stink, it's a bunch of different things. You can do it that way. Like, a lot of people use external hard drives.
I know you can swap out the PS4 one.
You can. But no, it's been said this is the biggest patch in video game history, and the patch was designed to fix issues and ensure compatibility with online players for all the upcoming add-on content that's coming out for Dead Rising 3. And the... Like, it's also in preparation because the first piece of DLC called Operation Broken Eagle comes out tomorrow.
I heard that and Forza 5 were the best, and Killer Instinct were the best games.
Yeah, Killer Instinct is apparently, like, the best, like, launch title.
Well, no, I heard Dead Rising is because it has the, kind of like, the complete package, I guess? Whereas, like, Killer Instinct only has 5 characters?
Yeah, but it's also $20 for the full game and every character.
No, not every character.
Yes, no, the $20 version comes with when Spinal and Fulgore get released, you get them.
Yeah, but you don't get every single character that comes out. To actually do that, you have to buy it for an actual game price of $60. For $60, you get the actual game and you will get all the characters that are supposed to be in the game.
That's the $20 version.
No, that's the $60. Look it up.
The $60 version came with, like, special pins and shit. The $20 version was, like, the full game.
No, the $60 version comes with all future characters.
Wow.
Well, they're splitting it into seasons, where, like, they'll add new characters every season, but, like, the $20 version's, like, all the season one
characters. Yeah, but why do that instead of just buying the $60 version of the game and getting all the characters that are supposed to be in the game in the first place?
As I was saying, there's for the Dead Rising thing, there was a quote on people that have, you know, like the bandwidth allowance. Like, someone was saying, like, they live in a rural area, and the best internet they can get has a 20 gigabyte a month bandwidth allowance. So it's like downloading this patch, like, fucks you over.
Yeah, but that's...
For some people, I don't have a bandwidth allowance, so fuck that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't either. I think it's because, like, when you're in a... I've noticed it's usually either rural areas or places that have a monopoly because they're just like, oh, you want unlimited bandwidth? Well, go to the other country the company that doesn't. That's right, there is no other company. We're the only one you get. So suck it up or don't have internet, faggot. And so it's like, oh, okay, I guess I'll have this shitty fucking bandwidth cap. Like, That's one of the reasons that Destry has a cap, because it's like you get bend broadband, or you don't really get anything at all. Like, you have to decide, do you want internet or that's convenient, or no internet at all?
There's no competition.
Yeah, when there's no competition, usually capitalism.
That's why I want to move to Seattle so bad, because I'm paying right now $50 a month for 15 megabit down, 2 megabit upload. Paying $50 a month for that.
You are not.
Yes.
You're paying, that's like...
Your mom is.
Where the fuck do you live? I live out in the booties and I get better than
that. Yeah, I get better than that.
Dude, I've called, like, Comcast, I've called, like, other places, like... We are just in an area that they don't cover, and this one place does.
Yeah.
And they don't feel like covering this place. But it's like in Seattle.
Do you know Seattle might, like, as a government basic need or want, give you, like 40 megabit, like 50 megabit, like, free fiber optic internet for everyone in the city?
There's that, and it's also the same amount that we, not me, are paying here. Is, I checked in Seattle, 100 megabit down, 100 megabit up. Like, the same amount. That's literally like 10 times more
See,
than
Jake,
what I have.
I actually pay for my internet.
Do you actually pay for your internet?
That's why I'm thinking about paying for HBO for Game of Thrones.
I don't have a job. So.
I heard the PlayStation 4 is going to have an HBO app.
Well, that doesn't matter. You still have to pay for HBO because you signed
up. I know, but I don't have, like, a TV box. So I don't have to get, like, fucking, like, DirecTV or fucking Comcast.
Yeah, like, if you just want HBO, I'm down with that.
No, you have to have cable.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you sign in
with... That's weak.
You sign in with your, like, whatever you're using. You sign in to that app with that. And then it recognizes that you paid for the package. And then it's like, oh, thank you for paying for this package. Welcome to your on-demand service for HBO.
Gay. Fucking gay, dude.
Stupid, I don't like that.
So they announced... Be able to... Okay, you continue.
That's fine. I think you're going to know what I was going to say anyway.
Yeah. So they continue... They announced a new Hitman game, a sequel to Hitman Absolution was a new one?
Because that game got, like, fucking a stellar response from the fucking community.
Yeah. Well, and they wrote a letter to the fans saying, like, and that's how they announced it. They were like, we're going to make a new game, we're going to try to make it better for you, and we're going to try to make it, like, a little bit of what we had, but we're drawing mostly influence from, I think it was Blood Money and something else.
Blood Money was a good Hitman.
Yeah, it's the one that I played.
Hitman Contracts and Blood Money. And so some people are wary of that, like, maybe it's just a PR stunt, but at least it's, like, the right way to confront, you know, fans.
Oh, shit! What? I just remembered. Okay, remember last podcast where I said Destiny was coming out next month?
Yeah, why would you say that?
I confused that with Thief.
Yeah.
Thief comes out next month.
Who cares about Thief? I heard it's not great. Well, hopefully...
It looks good!
It looks good! Austin and I are
the same
thing.
I'm like the only guy
It looks cool!
I agree that it looks cool, but I'm hoping that... They've probably fixed it. I'm guessing they had... Because they've had, like, 9 months of press saying, like, this is really disappointing. Like, it looks cool, and then you play it, and it sucks. Like, so I'm hoping that, like, the last 9 months of people being like, yeah, I was really excited, but it kind of sucks ass. Or, like, I was really excited because I love Thief games, and I was super disappointed with the demo I played. Like, I'm hoping that, like, they were like, huh, game critics aren't really liking our game. Maybe let's fix that.
And
like,
it's fucking Eidos Montreal. Those are the guys that made fucking Deus Ex Human Revolution. Like, come on, they can make a good game.
Aw, dude, I'm so stoked for a Deus Ex universe.
Yeah.
Apparently, the picture that they released for the concept art is, like, a slum where they send people, like, that are, I believe, augmented. It's, like, essentially an augmented concentration camp or something like that. I'm not sure.
Wait, so, like, the canon ended for Human Revolution or something is, like, Adam reveals the truth or whatever, and everyone hates, like, augments or whatever now?
I'm not sure. I believe the canon ending is... I'm not sure, but I think it's the one where you...
Blow yourself up?
No, you side with the Illuminati.
Oh, really? I thought it was going to be the one where you blow yourself up. I feel like that would...
I'm not sure. You know, I hated that ending because I feel
it makes most sense for it to be the canon ending, though.
No, I know. Kind of, yeah. I think it kind of makes most sense for the ending. But I feel like if I was Adam Jensen and the Adam Jensen I was playing and the way Adam Jensen is, he would have made his own fucking decision. Like, I feel like literally the chick's like, you could do this, or then he's like, this guy asked you to do this, this guy asked you to do that, this guy asked you to do that, I'll give you a fourth option just because I love you. Why didn't Adam make up his own?
I wish he had, like, his own thing, like, his fourth option. So he's like, nope, you blow yourself up and fucking die.
Yeah, why not, I don't know, tell the truth. Tell exactly what happened. Tell what...
Well, that's the Hiro Daro ending or whatever.
No, because the Hiro Daro ending is like, I want you to... It basically paints Augments in a light. Why not just say, listen, this is how it was, this is what these people wanted me to say, here's what I found out, and leave them to decide.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
I feel like that's what Adam Jensen would have done, because he spent so long investigating it, and it narrows you down to, like, this specific, like, you have to choose which lie are you going to tell, or are you just going to destroy everything. There was no actual truth, because, like, it was all either exaggerated, or you had to, it wasn't the whole...
There's never any truth.
Yeah. Also, Rachel or whatever her fucking name is a bitch.
Who? Is that his, like, girlfriend or whatever the fuck? Yeah, fuck her.
She's a bitch. She creates the Grey Death.
Yeah, fuck her.
And in New York, this is what people in the with that Grey Death sound like. Oh, I have the Grey Death. We're like, oh, stay back from me.
Wait, what?
That's what people in Deus Ex, like, a lot of the civilians are like, well, oh, that's me. Oh, I'm a NPC from Deus Ex. Or, well, hello there, I am from Deus Ex. Oh, I'm dying.
I remember there was a breakdancer.
Professional.
I didn't like him dancing, and I shot him.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
That's different. Also, there's a guy in Deus Ex Human Revolution that straight up sounds like he's from Bro Team Pill.
It sounds like the Bro Team guy.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He says something about when he's looking through the trash. I'm just like, is that... I honestly had to look it up because I'm like, is that Bro Team?
Was it him?
Is it fucking Bro Team? And apparently...
Was it him or was it just someone who...
I like the Alex Jones guy on the radio.
Yes!
Yeah.
The Alex Jones guy is so great.
Wake up, people!
Fuck Alex Jones.
What are some of the other... News stingers.
1776 will commence again!
The Assassin's Creed for the PS Vita, where you play as a black Caribbean chick or whatever.
Oh, shit. MLK Day represent.
Yeah. It's coming out for all other platforms, apparently. It's getting a port to other platforms.
Assassin's
Creed. Yeah. Liberation.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Niggeration. Yeah.
This isn't news because I already talked about it on the podcast, but yeah, it was announced that the 3DS was the fastest selling system. Well, not the fastest, but the most selling. Actually, the PS4 set the record for fastest selling console. One million consoles sold in 24 hours.
It prints money, bitch!
Which, I believe this Vsauce infographic said that it was making like $4,600 and change dollars per second.
Damn,
Sonny. Damn! What's our thing of the week? Last week it was our
tumblers. Dick.
Our tumblers.
How about I be the thing?
Yeah, Jake, Austin, you can be the... No, wait.
Well, I don't have anything, so...
Oh.
You could be the thing, but...
If I had a tumbler, I could be a thing.
Aaron, you're a fan of Fight Club, right?
Yeah.
Well, visual effects artist Richard Trammell redid a scene in Fight Club the way it would look like for everybody else that wasn't Edward Norton. And it looks really cool. That's
crazy.
It's creepy, because it's like, this is what everybody else saw in Fight Club.
Alright. I'll do that.
You should You should play it. Like, watch it. It's really cool.
I'll watch it right now.
I'll watch it. Pause the podcast.
It's pretty cool, right? It's
pretty cool. You got ghost punched.
You got ghost punched. That movie had a strange sci-fi, like, kind of thing to it, where he wasn't, like, if he was sustaining damage from nothing there, like, he wasn't punching himself. He was literally getting hit by his imaginary friend. Which was kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you press play on the podcast again?
Oh, I just paused it and, like, fake speech.
Oh, fake.
Oh, you know what, another thing? You know what that we didn't even say once? We have a whole new look.
Yes, yeah. We redesigned the graphic, or Jake redesigned the graphic for the Patreon podcast. What about the YouTube channel?
It'll come.
All right.
The YouTube channel constraint things are different, so I have to make it to that, and it's bullshit.
Yeah. We'll make a video or something soon, I guess.
I finally found the, like, the moment thing, so I just need to have, like, Aaron give me the audio from that time, and it'll be, we can make, go into Gmod and make it. I've been learning some Gmod tricks.
You were gonna make it in Gmod and not, Source Filmmaker?
Dude, I don't even know how to fucking use Source Filmmaker.
It's more complicated than you think, Dawson.
I just rather have the three of us do it.
I like Gmod things more anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I like the
sort of physical comedy to it that Source Filmmaker
offers. Yes.
Lacks.
You can do some funny stuff in Gmod too. That's unique.
Yeah.
Or not Gmod, but Source Filmmaker.
Hey. When this podcast ends, do you guys want to go watch it?
No.
I don't know where.
You asked Austin if there were crickets outside, like outside Austin's
it's
house?
It's like in the middle of fucking winter. How the fuck am I going to have crickets outside?
Do you have crickets outside?
Wait.
Listen. Aaron.
What?
Aaron.
What?
Those aren't crickets.
Jews.
They're coming back.
Aaron, they're coming to circumcise you. Run!
Also, what? Emails. Email us at...
Yes! Please email us.
Greaterthannormal@gmail.com.
Say that one more time.
We'll put it in the description.
Greaterthannormal@gmail.com. It's in the description, bitches. Read us an email, Jake.
Yeah, we totally have an email.
No, we have emails.
Really?
Of some sort.
Yeah, spam probably.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hold on, let me check.
Here's one. I got one. Thank you, Jake. Your Pizza Hut order will be delivered on January 19th at 7:21 p.m. Your order consists of 1 stuffed pizza rollers with marinara, 1 wild cherry Pepsi, and 8 hot buffalo wings with blue cheese. Special instructions were, let the juice loose. Your order total was $16.41.
Let the juice loose.
I literally put that as my special instructions, and he did not let the juice loose.
Nice.
Oh no, I didn't say let the juice loose. Here it is, word for word. Let loose the juice.
Where what he thought when he saw that?
I don't know, but he didn't let loose any form of juice.
I just like he just like poured like fucking cranberry juice on your pizza.
I would have loved it if he somehow...
Alright, here's... Hold on, I'm picking up my microphone.
I just read the email!
No, hold on, we have another one from Little Girly.
Ooh.
Little Girly at blackstrat@tampabay.rr.com. How are you doing? I love your profile. Want to see my own personal pics? Email me at prettygirl@fuckbuck.russia. And I will answer back with my private pictures.
Man, I would sure.
Hey guys.
I definitely would like a free virus.
Hey.
So wow, she sent us 1, 2, 3. She really wants to send us pictures. Hold on. Dasha Sharova .90 said.
Wow.
Anywhere.
GhanaPeeps.com.
Oh,
you have
shit.
A holiday card from GhanaPeeps.
GhanaPeeps.com?
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Dude,
Dude, manager at GVP.
Christmas Day.
We love you too, Ghana.
Damn.
We have Isar Akila.
Hey, no, Aaron.
I know this email will surprise you, but please accept my charity plans. Really, my name is Miss Asir Akila. I am a rich Syrian woman of 66 years. I was married to the director of Isar Seafoods Ltd., located in China and Cambodia. I am seriously suffering from chemical gas attack.
Wow.
That attack affected us in August in Damascus. My entire family's died by that attack. My condition is hopeless to survive. Nobody to call for help. I'm using my doctor's Android phone to send you an email. Why me? Why poor, like, why do they ever think this works?
It's like that movie Phone Booth.
It's so dumb. I want you to take over my funds in Cambodia for charity plans. Help Syrian refugees, motherless, less privileged. Motherless? She's leaving me motherless?
Oh, I was thinking of the website.
No, I was too. I apparently own motherless.com now. Excellent. Less privileged and the widows in your country. I pray Allah to help us. Allah doesn't exist, bitch. Have.
Whoa!
$10,100.
Whoa, Jake. Are you a Muslim?
Yes.
Hey, all guess right. What?
We're going to have. It's going to be a 2-person podcast from now on. Oh Allah, Allah bless me. Oh Allah, Allah
oh,
so
okay,
great.
We actually,
Allah,
my email notifier Allah. Just went off.
What?
My email notifier just went off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Google Calendar reminder. Today's day.